talk about pet photography. Now, pet photographer Richie Schwartz has 33 years of experience as a professional photographer and specializes in pet photography. Having photographed 75,000 pets over the years across 30 states, this former vet technician, dog trainer, and groomer is often referred to as America's most experienced pet photographer. And Richie has been named NBC Universal's Top 25 Pet People of 2010, along with Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, and Betty White for their charity work with animal rescue organizations. And in January 2013, Richie was voted Best Pet Photographer by the readers of Long Island Press, Long Island's largest weekly newspaper. Now, let me tell you something. On social media, I saw a lot of pictures in the past 2 days that Richie had taken. So let's bring him on. Richie, are you there?
I am here. How are you?
Hey, Richie, how are you doing?
Welcome to the show.
I'm sorry, go ahead. No, just I want to say thanks for having me on.
I was so excited, Richie, because we saw all the pictures that you took at a benefit with Beth Stern and Ice Tea and Coco, and I guess Nikki Musaki had posted the pictures. But tell us about the benefit that you just photographed.
Yes, I did. That was just Tuesday night, and I feel like it was last night, but time goes so fast. It was a benefit, and it's a yearly event that Beth Stern puts together along with the Long Island Bulldog Rescue. This particular event, Petco was the sponsor. They gave them a big check. They have celebrities there. Like you mentioned, Ice Tea and Coco were there with their bulldogs. They were doing photo opportunities. Beth Stern, and you know, pulls in all she lets it all out and really does a lot of work to raise some money for this great organization right here on Long Island, Long Island Bulldog Rescue.
Oh, that's nice. Go ahead,
Richie. No, I was just going to say it's one of the favorite things that I do every year is go to that event. And even though I'm taking pictures, I just have such a great time.
That's very cool. Now, we need some help, Richie, because a lot of people take some really bad pictures of their pets. So now it's the holiday season. What do we do? Is it better for a dog or a cat to wear a holiday offer or a holiday outfit or just go all natural?
Yeah, you know what? That's the question of the year. And not just at holidays, but more so at holidays, Halloween and Christmas especially. And, you know, my experiences of being a dog owner and working in the business of pets, some dogs and cats don't mind at all when you put some clothing on them, especially it should always be specially made pet clothing, and others hate it. So what you want to do is first find out if your dog or cat is one, which one they, where they fit into. And if you're going to put something on and go for pictures or take pictures, my suggestion always is put it on and try it on ahead of time. You want to make sure it fits for one thing and looks good, but more than that, you want to know whether or not your pup is going to like it, and this will let them get used to it. It'll make it for a better picture that way.
Very good advice, because they could spaz out once they actually put the outfit on. That's a technical term, spaz out.
Yes.
I spaz out when you put the outfit on me.
When your husband spazzes out, too, Richie. I have to put it on 2 days ahead of time now to make sure he's okay with it. So, you know, some of us like to bring our pets to the mall or to a pet store for pictures because, you know, it's a fundraiser or whatever. They have Santa there. We tried to take Chow one time. It was a bad episode of Drunk Santa.
It was the worst thing ever.
Where'd they get Drunk Santa from? And she is just like, are you kidding me? The picture, she's trying to jump out of Drunk Santa's hands. So what can we do to keep our dog or cat from being too nervous?
Well, you know what? There's a couple of really the simplest little thing that you could do. If you know in advance, and you should know where you're going this weekend or the next, what you want to do is get your pup ready, put him on a leash, go down to the place the mall, the store, where the pictures are going to be taken, but not to take them. Just go there and see what's going on so you know what to expect, and let your dog know what to expect. The noises, the smells, all the hustle and bustle. And you know what? And you go back another day, and it's nothing is new to your dog. And it's all about relaxing. It's all about the owner relaxing, the pet parent, and it's all about the dog relaxing. So get a preview of what it's going to be like for both of you. And that should do it.
So what if we can't actually get to the store in advance? What else could we do to keep our pet calm?
Okay, good question. I would say bring a toy, bring a holiday toy, you know, go out to one of the pet shops or make your own. And something that will look nice, has a seasonal or a holiday theme to it. Let the dog play with it ahead of time so that when you go for the pictures, you bring that with you. It's something he knows, he smells, he's tasted, and it might make him a little more comfortable sitting there on Stairs Out Santa.
Yeah. You got to do what you got to do. And then I guess, you know, one of the things that could freak a pet out is flash photography. So what does that usually make a dog nervous or a cat nervous?
You know, it can happen, but there's also things you can do to prevent it. You know, first of all, the photos we take of our own pets at home with our own cameras and flashes, and, you know, these days, if it's an automatic camera, the flash comes on whether you're expecting it to or not, if it's in a dark room. And then there's the photos that you go out to professionals and they take, but they're also using flashes, usually. What you want to do is practice at home on how your camera works. Figure out if the flash is going to pop up or not. First of all, the further away you are from your pet, the less bright and intense the flash will be. I always say if your pet seems to be averse to the flash at all, you should really actually train them to look forward to it. Take a picture, let them see a flash, whether it's even of him or direct or against the wall. Let them just see the flash and give them a treat. You know, ask them to sit down, flash the camera, give them a treat. And just go through that. Eventually, he's going to see when you pick up that camera, he's going to sit down and wait for the treat. It's going to make your life a lot easier. Obviously, if you're going to a professional photographer, they use special kinds of lights. They use diffusers. They use reflecting umbrellas. It's a very soft light, and it's very different. One of the things you could do with your own camera is sort of improvise your own diffuser with something as simple as tissue paper. And just take a piece of tissue paper or two or three, experiment a little bit with how well the picture comes out, and put it over the flash. When you take that photo, it's going to give it a much softer light, and it'll actually make a better picture because it'll be less of a shadow.
That's great advice. That's really good advice. You know, a lot of us, when we take pictures of our pets, we get the green alien eyes thing going. How can we avoid that when we take a picture?
Yeah, okay. You know, a lot of people don't really realize that in people, we get the red eye, but in animals, it's really a green or more of a like white glowing eye effect. You know, the alien looks like you said. Animals have something extra behind their retinas, behind their iris that really reflects in a different way. And there's the reason it comes is because the flash you're using is so close to the lens and it's just reflecting directly back. So the easiest thing you could do to lessen or eliminate is just step to the side instead of shooting directly into the dog's face or cat, shoot at an angle. And while the picture might look a little bit different, it will look better because you won't have some boring eyes in the picture. Another thing you could do is, a piece of tissue paper over there, that's an easy one that you could do. Some of the cameras, you know, have red eye reduction where it flashes a little light before it takes the picture. Don't bother. It doesn't work on animals. They have a different system in their eyes. So you could try that. The other thing, don't bother trying that. The other thing is if you can get an off-camera flash, just hold it to the side, over your head, or over to one side or the other. And, of course, try and take the photo in the daylight when you don't need a flash. That was really
there you go.
But you know, we are indoors with the Christmas trees, and it might be in the evening. But if you happen to be indoors and it is daylight, open all the windows, get as much light as you can in the room, and hopefully that flash won't pop up on you.
Excellent advice. Now, if you want to find out how you can get in touch with Richie to take some pictures for you, go to petsphotography.com. That's petsphotography.com. Richie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Rich.
Oh, it was a pleasure. Thanks for asking. I'm honored to be on the last show of the year.
Thank you. Thank you.